that really your idea of how to run a newspaper?
I don't know how to run a newspaper, Mr. Thatcher. I just try everything I can think of.
I know newspapers backward, forward, and sideways. I can write them, edit them, print them, wrap them, and sell them.
We need a woman. We need Murphy.
You need a lot of things, pal. That doesn't mean you're going to get them.
You realize you were talking to a journalist.
I'll tell you what, Fonzie. Since you're such an investigative reporter, you figure it out.
If I revealed my sources, you wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Come on, Elliot. The public has a right to know a few things.
Where does it say that?
There's a sign on my desk.
Can't you're a newspaper man.
That's why I'm quitting. I want to go someplace where I can be a woman.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
You want to be a disc jockey.
Very much so.
What the hell, you're an idiot.
Just do your job well and you'll be fine. Because when Ed goes, Jimmy's going to make me news director.
That's the camera. When the red light goes on, that means that the camera is about...
I know what I'm doing. Just cue me and then stick a sock in it.
I have secretly been rolling some tape here, and so because I thought our conversation sounded like a podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think?
It's almost like we're two J's in a pod.
I'm Mary Ellen Murphy.
I'm Sarah Leach.
Let's do it.
Yes.
So what should we call it? Behind the curtain in Ottawa County?
Behind. Well, it almost feels like that's where we live permanently, but yes, that it is kind of taking a peek behind the scenes, isn't it?
A peek behind the scenes in Ottawa County. What do you think of that? I think that's a good name for this segment, for the segments that we'll do about Ottawa County. We'll talk about all kinds of things, and we'll talk about media and broadcasting and print and, I don't know, a whole lot about TV, but and all of that. But we thought we were having these conversations that we should do a podcast.
Right, and sometimes it's not what you see in the newspapers or hear on the radio or see on the television, but it's what's happening behind the scenes. It doesn't always make it into those mediums, and sometimes those conversations are... It even more important than what you actually know about what's going on.
That's for sure. Yeah. There were, what, three meetings this week in Ottawa County with the Board of Commissioners. Mm-hmm. I watched maybe 20 minutes. And you covered it.
Well, I always watch them because sometimes you get a peek into what you're going to see coming down the pike. I think that one of the most interesting aspects of that is that we saw 4 hours of time in the previous Board of Commissioners meeting where they talked about the board rules and the bylaws. And we actually saw some consensus going on there. Mm-hmm. It was probably the tamest part of that meeting. And so I thought, oh, they actually might be productive. They go back to rubber stamp these rules, and then they just, it completely went off the rails within a few minutes. And there was all of this infighting and arguing over particular word usage, shall instead of may, and, you know, is water still wet, and what is the definition of is? I mean, it was just kind of absurd. But it's just that unfolding new dynamic of that power struggle within the county.
And you had talked about that, you know, we're going to see more of this in the next 4 years. It's going to be more challenging in the next 4 years than it was in the last two.
Right, because the new majority, while they are in control of what is going on, they are the least experienced members of the board. So they don't really understand process. They're very professional people, and I'm sure that they're very experienced in their various, lives in terms of their working lives, but... They don't understand Robert's Rules of Order, which is always cringe as a journalist when people don't know whether to do a roll call vote or whether to do a full vote. You know, and if it has anything to do with money, you have to do a roll call vote. It's this whole procedural aspect that is missing, and they're just sort of fumbling their way through it. And in the meantime, they're also trying to build consensus with people that they know don't probably like them very much.
Okay, got it. So that was the general meeting about the rules. What was the second meeting?
Well, it came back. So there was a special meeting of the Board of Commissioners to specifically talk about that. So then they reopened that can. That was a full hour. It probably should have been about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I had one of the commissioners, I won't say who, but he said, you know, I think that this is going to be the shortest meeting that you've ever seen in Ottawa County. And I said, I do not believe you. I will believe it when I see it.
And you were right.
And I think that I could see his face on the YouTube stream. He was surprised.
And you're there, and I want to mention, you're there tweeting.
Yes.
Tell the people, what is your handle on X?
Right now it's at ONN Leach. I did change it from Sentinel Leach to ONN Leach for Ottawa News Network. But people have you know, found me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They follow me on, they look to my Twitter feed for these recounts of what's happening in board action, because honestly, no one wants to sit through a 10-hour meeting, and I'd rather read through an abbreviated version of tweets in a thread and also get some snark and some gifts on the way. And yeah, it's a little bit more of an enjoyable experience probably.
Right. And so, yeah, you can describe what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, as my soul leaves my body, I try to entertain some of the people that are reading what's going on.
So what happened at the last two meetings then?
So we saw a shift from 7 subcommittees, and then they condensed them down into 2 super subcommittees. Mm-hmm. So they divided them in half into the planning and policy and finance and administration. And it's what John Teeples, the new chair, calls the grand experiment. He doesn't know if this is going to work. It's supposed to be less government. It's supposed to be more efficiency. All of the commissioners are on both subcommittees, so they're not picking and choosing who gets a say in each of these subcommittees' work.
Okay, good.
I am very skeptical about this because the board dynamics as they sit right now, I just see a lot of resistance from OI in just about anything that this new board majority wants to do.
Okay.
So they were talking, it was mainly monthly reports and that kind of thing, and trying to figure out the new world order under this new structure. Not a whole lot happened, but you know, one thing that did kind of make my eyebrows go up was there was a report from the community mental health director saying that there's a problem with Medicaid funding for CMH recipients. Mm-hmm. And so we need to find a funding solution or a cost-cutting solution or a combination of the two in order to serve who has those needs in Ottawa County. And I don't really know what the answer is, but he seems to think that they can allocate general fund dollars to CMH, I think that there's a little bit of a question about whether or not that's permissible under state law.
And the money was lost because the executive orders ended in the state of Michigan. So people that were on Medicaid through the COVID, they're now off.
Right. There's two pots of people. So if you have...
And that's a large population of people.
Right. So the way that it sort of breaks down is that you have people with disabilities who receive Medicaid funding, and then you have people who through some sort of economic mm-hmm. challenge receive Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And those people, that's where it expanded during COVID, was
right.
the people that had those economic challenges, you know, a lot of job losses or layoffs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The state does not fund those equally. They actually fund more money per person if you have a permanent disability mm-hmm. than if you are economically challenged.
Okay.
Even though that tends to be, in Ottawa County, we have more people economically challenged than more people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So there's sort of this inverse funding model where you have to provide almost the same amount of services to both groups, to both buckets, but one receives more per person and one doesn't.
Okay.
And the one that we have more of is the one that doesn't receive as much money.
Got it. Look how much time we've just spent talking about Ottawa County in itself here.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. That's why I only write one story a week. I got to talk about
right.
it half the time.
Right. In these kinds of stories, you can't really tell them in a 40-second news wrap. That's what we call it in radio, where you hear my voice, then you hear a snippet of audio to support the story, and then I come in and I wrap it up. Those are supposed to be about 40 seconds long.
Yeah. I know.
It's hard.
When I was writing in newspapers, I remember going back to my staff saying, I don't even know what just happened. Like, I need a minute to think about this. I need a day. And then I need to come up with a headline. And sometimes it's difficult to just mm-hmm. come up with one synopsis when 12 different things that were interesting happened.
When's the next meeting? Do you know?
That is on the, it's the last Tuesday of the month. So I think it's the 26th.
Okay. And it'll be an evening meeting, I believe. They do one morning meeting and one evening meeting.
Well, yeah, because they're changing that too. Because
they are.
They're going to go back and forth. They're going to alternate every other month. It's going to be a morning meeting and an evening meeting. So mm-hmm. they're going from a 2-meeting structure mm-hmm. per month to a 1-meeting structure per month as a full board of commissioners.
Okay.
We'll see, because given the level of sort of tension between some of the factions on the board, which mm-hmm. is very interesting in and of itself, because in a lot of ways we have a more representative board now than ever, because we've always had Republican boards.
Right.
And one Democrat just in the past 4 years who just got elected to a third term. But now we have 3 different factions on the board. So we have a majority of what I called traditional Republicans, mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan Republicans, if you will. And then there's the farther right Republicans. There's four of those, and there's one Democrat. And you see a little bit of pairing up between those three different dynamics, depending on what the topic is. And sometimes it's surprising like where they clash and where they have consensus.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
And doing all of this, you know, I'm not raising kids anymore. I'm done. I go to my grandkids. I play with them. And then I leave. And my daughter has to deal with them after I rile them up. You're doing all of this and taking care of kids and running around. It's a lot, isn't it?
It is, but I don't know any other way of life, to be honest with you. I mean, you know the mom life. Once you're in it, it's just, okay, this is mm-hmm. my life now. And mm-hmm. I'll probably miss it when it's gone, but mm-hmm. it's flying by. And I've adapted to my son always pops a bracket off of his braces, and the middle one has to go to gymnastics, and she wants to go swimming, and she wants to do this. And the little one is always pestering me for snacks. You know, that's just life.
I miss making the cold lunch. My kids were cold lunchers, and I loved making their lunch, and I'd always put a note in. So you know what I do once a week? I make a cold lunch for my granddaughters.
Aww.
Yeah, and then we all sit around the table and eat it. And yeah.
See, mine never appreciate anything that I actually prepare in my home. And I'm like,
They will.
You little light of my life.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's do a podcast.
I'm in.
It's different for me because in radio from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday at the radio station at WGHN in Grand Haven, I'm constantly looking at the clock. I'm constantly moving forward, looking over my back. Is there anybody here? Is a guest here? What's right. going on out there? Is there a freighter coming through? Doing this, I was able to look at you the whole time and just concentrate on what we were doing. Wow, it's very different for me. This is a learning curve for me for sure.
Well, and honestly, it's therapeutic for me because it's nice to be able to kind of like break down some of this stuff in a more conversational way rather than trying to look for the story and to produce something.
You're right.
It's just a conversation and it feels a lot healthier and constructive.
It does. Other than the icebergs on Lake Michigan that are forming, Sarah, what else is happening along the lakeshore that you know
gosh.
Of?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're about to have a polar vortex
come
on in. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether or not we're going to even have school on Tuesday.
I wonder about that, too.
Have it on Monday.
There is no school on Monday?
No, because it's Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, okay. So the kids don't have school. Okay,
right,
wonderful.
Right.
Okay. So, I wasn't sure about that. I know a couple of years ago, the city of Grand Haven, they actually were open and had a council meeting. And I remember and it just was an oversight. And so they've kind of changed things up there for sure.
Well, it really gave me a little bit of flashbacks when I heard somebody say, oh, there might not be school on Tuesday because it's going to be negative, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, but in 2017, I was still, in Gannett and managing all those papers in
right.
the state. And in Ionia, it got so cold that the pipes burst in the middle school in the basement and it flooded the basement. And I learned that day that even though those students couldn't go to the middle school, the entire district had to cancel school because you need a certain percentage of students within the district to be able to attend in order for it to officially count with the state.
Oh my
gosh.
So
all of the other buildings were canceled I mean, they had to go to the legislature and get approval because you only get 6 allocated days
mm-hmm.
every year. And then you can have like that bonus 3 if there's a particularly bad year. But after that, you have to get the legislature to essentially say, okay, you have to go later into the year. You got to make up the days. You got to start canceling full day off days and convert them to half days. I mean, all of that.
Oh,
stuff.
Gosh.
And a mother, I was just like, oh God.
Yeah.
What fresh hell is this?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So hopefully we don't get into one of those situations again.
I know we will have some warming centers around the county and whatnot as we always do. And Ottawa County Emergency Management put out a post about pipes bursting and how to
right.
prepare your home
right.
For
Keep
extreme cold.
Right.
I wear snow pants all the time. So I just do, because I leave early in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to be coming into. I can leave downtown Grand Rapids and it's perfectly fine. And I get on the expressway or Lake Michigan Drive, certain areas, and it's like I'm in a different world. The snow is just flying.
You always
dress in layers. Yeah. And they need to turn the heat up in this building too, because I'm freezing. But this has been really nice. I'm in a different mode speaking to you like this, as opposed to it's 9:06 on the radio. Here's Sarah. I'm not doing that right now. I don't care.
Well, and I, you know, it's nice for me because I feel like I don't have to, you know, memorize a bunch of stats and all that stuff when I come in, you know, because I try to stay on point and I want to make sure that people get like, you know, that bang for their seconds of time that they're, you know, giving to us. But mm-hmm. it's nice to be able to just talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And to have a little pause. So I'm thinking let's do this next week.
Absolutely.
And we will go behind the scenes in Ottawa County with two J's in a pod.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
We just did it.